What's described as a major restoration project in Humboldt County's Eel River Delta area will restore tidal marshes and open public trail access. Restoration of a 795-acre area of the Eel River estuary gained permitting from the county's Planning Commission at its April 3rd meeting. Led by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the complex project includes deepening dikes, replacing failed culverts, and reconnecting 500 acres of former marsh habitat to tidal action. Also included are construction of intertidal lagoons and an earthen levee with two gated culverts to shield agricultural lands from tidal intrusion, and removal of an abandoned two-story structure. About 2,000 cubic yards of sediment will be removed and reused in the construction of the new levee and tidal marsh ridges. A new recreation area with a trail bordering Mosley Slough will also be created. Associate Planner Portia Salcedo described the goals of the project and how it fits in with the surrounding area.
So the primary goal of the Cannibal Island Restoration Project is to restore and expand the natural estuarian functions and processes that promote recovery of the habitat for native fish, invertebrates, wildlife, plant species compatible with surrounding work lands and public access. The proposed project including watershed management, fish and wildlife habitat management, and wetland restoration is consistent with the uses allowed under the Eel River Area Plan and with uses that are allowed in environmentally sensitive habitat areas, or ESHA. The proposed project would not conflict with the Eel River Area Plan because management for watershed and management for fish and wildlife habitat are considered compatible with agricultural operations under the Eel River Area Plan. These impacts of the restoration actions have been determined to be less than significant with the identified mitigation measures implemented.
The project area borders Cannibal Island Road and includes Cannibal Island and the areas surrounding it. The only speaker during a public comment period was neighboring landowner Peter Baer. He questioned whether the project will displace pasture lands and cause flooding.
I am a farmer and a rancher, and I decry the loss of pasture. And I was wondering if Fish and Game had any, could mitigate that by opening up some other ground, say on Cockrobin Island, that they have. The second one would probably be bigger than that, would be the dike that they're proposing along the road will definitely hinder the, when it's flooding, it will definitely hinder the water from reaching the ocean, and it will back up on my land, on my neighbor's property there. That will be I was wondering if they had enough, or if they had taken that into consideration, because I've also rescued people from out there on Cockrobin Island in the 95 flood, and it gets pretty deep there.
A CDFW staffer said pasture lands in the project area are not being used and aren't usable due to saltwater intrusion, and pasture lands outside the project area will get more protection from flooding.
The parcels that we're working with neighboring landowners to purchase that are within that project area boundary, the portions of those parcels that we're hoping to acquire and are working towards that with the landowners are also not good quality pasture at the current time because of those tidal issues. And so the sections of the private landowners' parcels that we won't be acquiring will be defending a little bit better with some of those levees. And so we think the actual quality of the pasture in that section of Cannibal Island outside of the project area is actually going to improve.
He added that improvement of a section of Cannibal Island Road is also part of the project to accommodate access to the new recreation area. Commissioner Thomas Mulder noted the scale of the planned construction activities and the potential impact of heavy equipment use on Cannibal Island Road. A conditional use permit for the project got unanimous approval with the added condition that Cannibal Island Road be left in as good or better condition than before construction. The project is being done under an $800,000 CDFW grant to the Caltrout Nonprofit Conservation Group. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.